Hello.
I've decided to do a couple of boos about some of the things I've blogged about in the past. One of them, I did a blog post around about 3 months ago called Walking Mountains and Moors, My Evolution. And basically, it was about how I feel that walking has changed me as a person. And I started off talking about Australia, because my father lives in Australia and I grew up in the UK. I was born over in Australia, but I grew up over here. So when I got to about 18, I spent a lot of time in Australia, did a few trips and stuff like that. And for me, like, Australia was the bee's knees, obviously, because I'd grown up away from it. It was all different. And a couple of things happened while I was there. My grandparents over there, my granddad said to me, if you're going to come and live over here, just make sure you've seen everything you want to see in the UK. And while I was there as well, I watched the Braveheart movie. And it was a particular scene in the opening sequences that where William Wallace, or Mel Gibson, is stood at the top of this huge mountain, looking out over a glen in, I assume it's somewhere in the northwest of Scotland. But it was then, I was due to go back a few weeks later, come back to the UK. I'd been there about 9 months. And I thought to myself, when I get back, excuse me, I've got to go, and I've got to go and see this particular view. So when I came home, I got a couple of my friends together. We ended up driving down to Land's End and then decided to drive back to John O'Groats. On the way, we dropped a couple of friends off. Had a night off, picked some more gear up from home, because we live in Derbyshire, which is like the centre of England. we got some walking gear, did a bit of research, because we decided we were going to climb Ben Nevis, and hopefully I would get that view I was looking for. So we drove up to Scotland, we went up, saw the sights, Loch Lomond, Loch Ness, went to Inverness, and drove all the way up to John O'Groats. We came back, we'd used Fort William as a base, and we walked up Ben Nevis, just me and my friend Howie, and it was fantastic. I really enjoyed it, and that was my first real walk, shall we say. The weather was rubbish. It was very cloudy. I didn't get to see the view that I wanted to see, but just that first initial walk just got me hooked, and I think that was 2006, possibly. Then ever since then, we've done more trips to Scotland. We've done the West Highland Way, which is from Glasgow to Fort William, a long distance walk, 100 miles. So it's not that long distance really, but yeah. With trips to the Lake District. But I found the more I get into walking, the more I go outdoors. In the early days, it had to be Lake District and it had to be Snowdonia, or it had to be Fort William or somewhere in the Highlands. But I find more now, since I'm growing to appreciate my surroundings, because I live in Derbyshire, an absolutely beautiful county. We've got the Peak District right on our doorstep. The more time I spend in the Peak District, the more attached I seem to get to it. And I'm not thinking as much about going off and doing the trips in Scotland. I'm trying to get out as much as possible. And I think the things that I've experienced and the places I've been, and it's changed me. It's changed me quite a lot. And I appreciate more what I've got now, whether it be in life or whether it be the surroundings that I live in. But yeah. If you visit my website, deanreed.net, and there's a little search box at the top there, and it's the blog post I'm talking about is Walking Mountains and Moors, My Personal Evolution. I may have rambled on a little bit then, but having listened to like recent conversations and stuff like that on Audio Boo, I've got a little bit more into it, and I wanted to get more joined in, shall we say, with the conversation that's going on and people just saying what they feel. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed the boo. Send me a reply or comment. Thanks a lot.